The following programming is sponsored by Amendment 16 Limited. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Hey, Ken Krawchuk here, and welcome to episode 177 of The Pennsylvania Project. As you may know, here at The Pennsylvania Project, our vision is a better Pennsylvania. To achieve that vision, our mission is to boldly showcase the political, cultural, and environmental challenges facing contemporary Pennsylvania and to relentlessly, vigorously, and methodically pursue correct solutions. But more important than solving the problem correctly is to solve the correct problem. As you may know, here at the Pennsylvania Project, each episode focuses on one or more of four groups of people, either you, them, us, or me. The You segment is all about you. Your questions, your opinions, your solutions, your whatevers, and rather than a call-in format, we utilize an email-in format. So if you have something to say, you can always drop us a line at pennsylvaniaproject.com. But we are not doing the You segment today. Instead, today's show will focus on just one of those four groups, the Them segment. That's where we host a guest to help showcase the political, cultural, and or environmental issues facing Pennsylvania. Our guest today is definitely heavy-duty political. She's Caroline Avery, Libertarian candidate for the United States Congress in the 1st District in Bucks County. And throughout the show, as our long-established custom, we'll be featuring a Pennsylvania Toastmaster to join in discussions with our guests. It's a role that we call cohort, and today's cohort is making his fifth appearance on the Pennsylvania Project. He is none other than distinguished Toastmaster Chris Hulse and a member of no fewer than four clubs: Mondelez International Toastmasters Club, Electric City Toastmasters Club, some club in India, and I don't know, I forget what the other club is. But wait, there's more. He is also a Toastmasters honcho. He is the District 38 Club Growth Director, the third highest ranking officer in the district. Welcome back to the Pennsylvania Project, Chris.
Thank you very much, Ken. Glad to be here.
I know. What are the clubs that I missed?
Well, I've changed around a few of the clubs. I actually just joined a new advanced club called Brutally Honest with Love.
Ah.
Brutally Honest with Love, if I can say that.
I've spoken there.
Oh, you have?
Yep.
Yeah, I like them. They kind of push you to your limits. They cause you to be a better speaker.
Uh-huh. And we've had a few of their members on the show here.
I can imagine.
I can't think of his name. Ola.
Ola. I was just going to mention Ola. Yeah. Ola is a celebrity in his own right. So, Ola, if you're listening to this.
I know. Pat Egan.
Pat Egan, I know well.
Pat Egan's wife. Pat's wife. What's her name? Kelly? Yeah.
I don't know Pat's wife. Yeah. I just know Pat.
Yep. Anyway, a lot of accomplishments.
I do. I'm trying to take over the world slowly. Actually, I just came back from the International Convention in Nashville, where they announced that next year the International Convention is going to be in Nassau, Bahamas. I've never been to the Bahamas. So I'm looking forward to that.
I have. And the wife and I are heading there in November.
There you go.
I sold one of my Bitcoin. I bought a 7-day Caribbean cruise for me and the wife.
I hear you're good. I was listening to one of the episodes, and you talked about your Tesla stock.
Yes.
I was like, this guy knows what he's doing.
And it just split today, 3-for-1.
Nice, nice. Wow, I need to start hanging out with you more and get financial advice.
We paid off the mortgage with it. We paid off my daughter's student debt. And we still have tons of it. And we ordered a Cybertruck.
Yeah, oh, I heard about it. So it's not here yet, right?
No, another year, they're saying.
Okay.
I can wait. Anyway, we could talk about this sort of stuff all day. We should really get to our guest. So like most of our recent episodes, today we have with us one of the candidates running in the upcoming election. We have in the studio Caroline Avery, the Libertarian candidate for United States Congress in the 1st District. I was looking at her website, and Caroline is a horse person. She's a buyer of fine antiques, former business owner, a veteran of numerous trades, including tending bar, driving forklifts, pouring concrete, building equine training tracks, sales rep for a gold and silversmith. And I can go on all day, but she does a lot. And today she's here because she's running for Congress. Welcome to the Pennsylvania Project, Caroline.
Hi, Ken. Thanks a lot. Welcome. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. And also sitting here next to her is her campaign manager, Anthony Portillo, former Eastern Vice Chair of the Libertarian Party of Pennsylvania. Welcome to you, too.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
You guys are like frickin' frack, right? You living together these days or something?
We spend a lot of time together. A lot of phone calls.
When I ran for governor in 2018, it was Mark Bazzocco was my campaign manager, and I saw Mark more than I saw my wife. There were stretches like that. Same thing happened when I ran in 2002. Eric Lucas was my manager then.
fortunately, the wives are amenable up to a point.
Yeah, my wife calls Carolyn my other wife at this point.
I like Maureen a whole bunch. These are good people. I'm very fortunate. Very fortunate.
And you guys are good partiers, too.
Oh, that we have down for sure.
I know. So, you know, Caroline, I've run for office. I couldn't tell you how many times now. 3 times for governor, a bunch of other smaller offices. And I always get asked the same question, so I'm going to hit you with it.
Okay, let's go.
Why? Why are you doing this?
Well, if anybody out there is wondering whether they should run for office or not, and if somebody comes up to them and they start talking them into it, say no, because once you say yes, you're in. You're in forever. They'll never let you out. Uh-huh. You know, what do you say? Every time I try to get out, they pull me back in.
Oh, but I love it.
Yeah.
It's easy to make the politicians look like the idiots that they are.
Well, that's for sure.
You know, I did it to Ed Rendell. I did it to Tom Ridge.
Congratulations.
And our current governor, Big Bad Wolf, knew better. He would not face me. I sent him a personal letter saying, come on, let's debate. Legal Women Voters set up a debate. It's like, please come. No. What a
cowards.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
I will say that.
That's why you'd be good running, running for all this.
Yeah. You get what you get with me. There's no candy-coated, sugar-coated. There's nothing in it for me to lie. Uh-huh. What's in it to lie? What do you benefit from that? Who's going to benefit from that?
That's true.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Who's the beneficiary of that? The community? What are they getting from these politicians that are lying to us?
People tell me, you're only here for the power trip. I'm like, no. I come not to seize power, but to bury it.
Oh, absolutely.
A little paraphrase there.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
I like that. I'm going to steal that.
You know, I stole that from somebody else, too. It's called the folk process. I'm sitting here with my Folk Fest t-shirt
on. There's some serious illness going on, spiritual illness with these politicians and their power grabs. And they are pretty much glazing over the victims, which are the constituents and the American people.
Uh-huh. And how are you different?
How am I different? I know what it feels like.
That's right.
I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to get stepped on by big government. I know what it feels like to be the business owner who is trying to hire good employees and the government is overreaching on taxes there,
mm-hmm.
and doing things the right way and being a good boss, you know, paying well, uh-huh. treating my employees well. That's successful. That's the way to success.
I agree. I run my own company and I pay a higher rate than mm-hmm. everybody else. And I also have some twists on my company. One is that I don't provide medical benefits mm-hmm. because they can get it cheaper in the private market than I can as a group.
Right, and sometimes then when you do things like that, it starts to be like this ownership thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you kind of like have, I like to have free people. Free people, I pay them well. I'm not there to manage their life when I was a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there to manage their life. I'm there to give a service for somebody else who's paying me. And then in turn, I hire people and I'm successful and I try to be the best at it. And I pay well in how they run their life. As long as it doesn't interfere with my business, then mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, you always got issues. I mean, there's reasons why people run. What are your big issues?
Well, the issues were, I got drafted for this. And that's just a true story. I didn't want to do it.
I know. And, you know, you and I spoke. I think I was one of the first libertarians you talked to. Maybe it was Mark was first. But
yeah, I was drafted to do this. And so, you know, I had to do a checklist. What's it going to do to my family? What's it going to do here? What's it going to do there? Let mm-hmm. me see if I can be a mediator, first of all. Let me see if I can't reach out to this cat, Brian Fitzpatrick, and see if he won't maybe listen to.
He's a nice guy. I've gone to parties with the guy.
Okay. He's well,
friendly.
He's friendly, and I'll give you that. He's friendly, and I'll give you that. he's nice to the nice, I uh-huh. guess. I guess if it suits him. But in any case, I tried to be a mediator, and that wasn't really working out very well. And that's okay, you know. So finally, I just said, look, if you guys set it up, I'll swing for the fences. And when I got into it, I got immediate resistance. Well, well, first of all, I got immediate. They tried to buy me. People tried to buy me. And just immediately, I said, you've got me confused with a whole another human being.
I love it.
That's where the games began. And they began there, and I kept my integrity. I kept true to who I am and to what I believe is right. And I told him, I said, you've got the wrong, whole nother person here. So,
are you sure you're a politician?
Yeah, right. Well, there's a difference between being a politician and a leader, maybe. Uh-huh.
I tell people I'm not a politician because I have not broken a promise yet.
Right, yeah.
And I promise you, when I break a promise, then you can call me.
Yeah. I made one promise to myself. And, well, and with my husband, too. I said the one thing that I was not going to do is I wasn't going to lie. Period. I don't care what my past brings up. I don't care about none of that. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, and I'll answer any question. The only one I won't answer is questions about my personal defense. So one lady says, you got a basement full of guns? I don't answer questions about my personal defense. Anything else I'll talk about.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear an answer to my question. What's your big issue?
What's my big issue? Well, there's a whole bunch of them, isn't there? The big issues are going to be our personal freedoms, the lockdowns that we just encountered, our First Amendment, which is just gone, and people... Most people don't even realize to the level that it is gone.
They should woke up, right?
Well, they should, yeah. Pun. Right? And they, of course, the Second Amendment. I'm a Gun Owners of America endorsed candidate.
I saw that.
And
That takes a lot. Because GOA, they're much better than the NRA and the other groups. I mean, they're serious. They don't compromise. I'm a GOA member myself.
Well, it's not just that, but if you look at my endorsement is like stellar. It really is. I mean, he calls out Brian Fitzpatrick and the Republicans. And coming from a big organization, that says a lot. That says a lot. You know, Val has talked to me for nearly a year now.
Let me turn to my cohort, Chris. Now, you're not a registered libertarian, so we can count on you to be kind of neutral on this.
I'll be neutral.
Good luck. What would you ask of a congressional candidate? What's the big thing you'd want her to be doing?
Well, honestly, I mean, the thing that I feel like most people know is that a lot of politicians can be bought. You know, I'm just an individual person. I'm not a big company. I'm not a CEO in a big company. I don't have access to millions of dollars. But when I need the government to take care of me, and I don't mean maybe take care of me is the wrong way to say it, but, you know, when Americans need government, you know, they obviously don't want the government to work against them, you know. And I also want things to be fair. I feel like I'm a fair person. I work hard. There's certain things that I try not to involve the government in my life, but there are certain times you need to because I need to have a driver's license. I need to have a license plate, things like that.
Don't get me started.
So, yeah, I know. But I'm just trying to make my point that, so I would like our politicians to, I mean, it's a trite saying, but look out for the little guy. Because I think a lot of the times that's not what happens. And even if politicians of certain parties, I'm not going to say what these parties are, don't look out for people like me. And so, like, I don't connect with a lot of politicians.
What do you think, Caroline?
Well, I think that there's two things going on here. I think that the last thing you really want are politicians and government looking out after you. But I think that you've been conditioned for that. Mm-hmm. And what has happened, because I'm old enough and I've watched it, what has happened is the federal government has got into the states' rights issue.
Absolutely.
I'm running for a House seat, the federal government, and by far the biggest challenge I'll be facing, and my back is strong, I'll be able to do it if I can get in there, is stop the government from overreaching. Like, the federal government, the last thing you want is them involved in your health care. You know, you could get with your communities and your statewide reps and things like that to solve those kind of worrisome problems. But what you want the federal government for is your bridges. If there's a hurricane, if there's something that, you know, we just can't handle for ourselves. Mm.
Oh, you should read my novel, Atlas Snubbed, because it talks about how you can do all that without reaching out to the government. But that's another story. I'm your caster, Ken Krawchuk, and you're listening to episode 177 of The Pennsylvania Project. We're going to pause for this information, and when we return, we'll be hearing more from Caroline Avery, our Libertarian candidate for United States Congress in Pennsylvania's 1st District.
Here's an interesting question. Everyone's heard of the United States Constitution, but have you ever heard of the Pennsylvania Constitution? Have you ever read it? But most importantly, was it ever taught to you in school? If you're like virtually all Pennsylvanians, the answers are likely to be no, no, and no. Well, it's long past time we change those answers to yes, yes, and yes. We here at the Pennsylvania Project are all about solutions. So we've authored a petition demanding that the Pennsylvania Constitution be taught to our children. If you believe it's important for our children to know how our state government works, head over to our website, PennsylvaniaProject.com, and add your name to the growing list of signers. The alternative is yet another generation that has never heard of, let alone read, the Pennsylvania Constitution. And people wonder why no one votes anymore.
Hey, Ken Krawchuk here, caster on the Pennsylvania Project. You know, it's easy to find a high-paying job. At least for some people it is. Employers are begging for competent leaders who know how to communicate effectively. But do those words describe you? Competent leader communicates effectively? If not, or even if they do, you may want to consider joining Toastmasters. The mission of Toastmasters is to provide a supportive experience for learning communication and leadership skills. But does it really work? Hey, look at me. I joined Toastmasters, and now I have my own radio show. So turn your life around like I have. Visit Toastmasters.org and contact a club near you. Visitors are always welcome, and be sure to mention that you heard it on the Pennsylvania Project radio show. The future is anxiously awaiting competent leaders who know how to communicate effectively. You can be that leader. It all starts at Toastmasters.org.
The following is a commercial announcement.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Meh, could be better.
Why? What's the matter?
I just found a great job, but I can't take it.
Why not?
They want me to go as a 1099 contractor.
So?
So what about all the taxes? Federal taxes, state taxes, this tax, that tax. I have better things to do than figuring out the tax laws and filling out all those forms. I believe I'm a libertarian, remember?
Then what you need is Amendment 16.
Hey, it's the damn 16th Amendment that got me into this predicament in the first place.
No. Amendment 16, the invoicing service. They'll invoice your client for the hours and expenses you report to them. And when your client pays them, they pay you. Minus all required state and federal taxes. It's that easy.
And they take care of all the taxes, all the forms?
Yep. One call does it all. And they can even pass along certain tax breaks, too.
Sounds perfect. Where do I find them?
On the web, of course, at amendment16.com, with 16 spelled out. That's amendment, S-I-X-T-E-E-N.com. One call does it all. Hey, excuse me, Ken Krawchuk here, and we are back with episode 177 of the Pennsylvania Project, with more from Caroline Avery, our Libertarian candidate for United States Congress in Pennsylvania's 1st District. Caroline, I got a couple quick questions. You're a Pennsylvania native?
No, I'm originally from San Diego, California. I'm a surfer girl.
Ah, that's what explains the hair.
I've been here about 30 to 35 years, so I love Pennsylvania.
I'm just curious, were you ever taught the California Constitution in school?
No.
No? And let me ask Anthony, what about you?
I was never taught the state constitution. And what they teach you about the United States Constitution is a very watered-down version.
I know. I only got the preamble, and I went to Catholic school. I call myself a recovering Roman Catholic. How about, Carolyn, you a Toastmaster?
No, sir.
It's the best thing. You know, you get the most important message on the planet, but it's useless if you can't communicate it effectively. That's what changed my life. I used to get asthma attacks if I tried to speak in public.
Yeah, public speaking is a huge hurdle to get over. And I spoke many times before, but in general, I was I would call myself somewhat of an expert at all the other times I spoke. Mm-hmm. Politics was new to me. Being around political people and speaking in front of them was new to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting better at it. I'm getting better at it. Better. Yeah, I'm more relaxed. You know, I didn't quite get the warm welcome that I think most people would get because I didn't really, right away, I pushed back.
Uh-huh.
You know, not in the Libertarian Party. This was earlier.
I would think when your message is important, too, it probably makes it a little easier to speak because you want other people to really feel what you're feeling. and, you know, that to get other people enthusiastic about it, because then they're going to turn out and vote for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, speaking of getting the pushback, I heard that you got your paperwork challenged to get on the ballot.
Again. Yes. Again. Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
I'm an absolute threat.
Has that been settled out yet?
Not yet.
That's good, because since you're not an official candidate, the laws don't kick in yet, so I can still have you without inviting Mr. Fitzpatrick.
That's wonderful. He wouldn't come anyway.
No. And you know what? We've invited Dr. Oz, and he doesn't even return our calls, doesn't return our emails.
That's despicable.
But he put us on his spam list. What a great guy.
He's too busy out there buying crudité. Again, I still don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is either.
Did you hear about my signature collection?
No.
I collected nearly, I would say, about 2,800 signatures with my own 2 feet.
That is impressive.
We turned in nearly 5,000, just over 4,800, give or take another 100 or two. Or give a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
That is 4,800 is a conservative number. And I went out there and I just hit the streets in shorts, cutoff shorts, tank tops, whatever I was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to people. They just want to hear somebody tell them the truth.
Yep.
They just want somebody to look them in the face and say, I know how it feels. I'm not going to sell you down the river. I'm just like you.
Uh-huh.
And you give them some information. You tell them a few stories. You let people complain to you. You listen to them.
Mm-hmm. So where is the challenge at? Well, first of all, if they got so many signatures, they can't challenge the signatures.
Of course not.
What did they challenge?
They challenged me with the sore loser law, which is ridiculous
You weren't on the ballot.
I understand that.
Oh, they're just hassling you.
Well, they don't want me on the ballot. I am a threat. I am a threat to the establishment Republican Party, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yep. These people don't play fair, do they? And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I worked in professional sports. Listen, you know, I come from the school of hard knocks. You know, complaining doesn't get you anywhere.
You can play with the big boys, right?
Uh-huh.
And the big girls.
I am playing with the big boys,
Good. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Listen, I had enough. And I think that because of my petite stature and my age and wisdom and my just being a human, a regular human, American person, resonates with people. And calling a spade, not pulling any punches, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. I saw on your website a couple of things. Maybe one of them made me laugh. You mentioned about how you used to be a Republican because you believed in the Republican Party core values of small government, fiscal responsibility, and our basic constitutional rights. I literally laughed out loud when I read that. I was like, which Republican Party are you talking about?
You know, Ken, you're absolutely right. I can laugh out loud too about that. And I could have removed that, but I didn't.
Uh-huh.
I left that in on purpose.
I thought it was a good thing because it was a good explanation of why you shifted over to the Libertarian Party.
Maybe people connected with that. You know, I grew up thinking I wanted to be a Republican and then things change.
Yeah, I was a Democrat because I was in Philadelphia. And if you weren't a Democrat, you didn't vote in the primary. If you didn't vote in the primary, your vote didn't count. But that's how Philadelphia politics is. So, Caroline, what other big issues do we have?
Well, we have big issues regarding our Constitution, our First Amendment, the mask mandates and the government overreach.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, our Second Amendment. Most people don't even realize that their First Amendment has pretty much been abolished.
Uh-huh. You know, I joke with people. I said they've broken all of the first 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights except for the fourth. And people say, yeah, and they do that. And they're like, the fourth? What's the fourth?
Yeah.
That's one about quartering troops.
No, that's the third.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you got me. I'm a Pennsylvania guy, not a national guy. Make me pull this out. Now.
Right. Good.
That is true. You'll make me. I'm not going to look it up now. I will take your word for it. That's what we want, though, somebody who knows the Constitution. You know, I'm looking at the clock, and time is always running short. It goes a lot faster than we usually did. The show used to be an hour long, and we had plenty of time to do stuff like that, but now it's only a half hour. Next thing you know, it's over. So, Caroline, the signal of the station here reaches about 2.5 million people within the Delaware Valley here, eastern Pennsylvania, and police state of New Jersey. What do they need to know?
That they're not alone. They're not alone. They've orchestrated this whole political field and landscape to make people feel that if they speak out, that they're the outsider, and they're not the outsider. They're just like me. They're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
They can reach out to people like us at our website or anything, and you're not alone. Speak your mind. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for your country. Stand up for your kids. That's what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
I'm standing up for their kids. I don't even have kids.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, carolineforcongress.us. That's carolineforcongress.us.
F-O-R or the digit four?
F-O-R.
F-O-R.
That'll take you to my Facebook.
I know. I was there, too. There's a lot of good stuff out there. And before we go, though, I got to sneak in something with your campaign manager. Hey, Anthony, what did she forget to tell us?
She's actually doing a lot better. We've been working on it quite a bit, so I'm impressed, as usual. But Caroline is honestly one of the most impressive people I ever met. You will not find a harder working person, and you won't find a person who's more interested in what people are dealing with than her. Most politicians give you lip service. They give you that, oh, you know, I care about you. But it's crap. We all know it. They're feeding us a line to get a vote. Caroline genuinely means it. She will answer your message on Facebook and explain something to you. She'll answer the phone. I mean, I get phone calls afterwards. Oh, my God, this guy called me.
Uh-huh.
But she genuinely believes in what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And she genuinely cares for the community.
I saw that when she came to the Montgomery County Libertarians looking for the endorsement. Definitely. Fire in the belly. And that is number one. And lady, you're on fire. On that congressional note, that's going to have to wrap it up for episode 177 of the Pennsylvania Project. What do you think about our congressional candidate, Caroline Avery? Or teaching the Pennsylvania Constitution to our kids? Or anything somewhat Pennsylvania related? If you have something to say, we'd love to hear from you. You can contact us at PennsylvaniaProject.com right after you sign our education petition, that is. And you can hear us there, too, as well as on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and a plethora of other popular podcast providers and other alliterative words. Today's episode is courtesy of Amendment 16 Limited and produced live at the studios of WWDB Radio, broadcasting in Philadelphia at 860 on the AM dial every Monday at 4 p.m., among other times. Our webmaster, Stephen Worley, featured Toastmaster cohort is distinguished Toastmaster Chris Hulse, official bartender Tom Kehoe, keyboard wizard Joe the Pag, radio producer Wes Wagner, he does a good job sometimes, and me, your caster, Ken Krawchuk. Thanks for joining us. And remember, more important than solving the problem correctly is to solve the correct problem, even if the old guard hates you for doing so.